Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When big box stores and chain restaurants choose to expand globally, there are several cultural considerations. American International College professor Gary Lefort explains.
With the advent of globalization, international companies are recognizing the important role that the cultural environment plays in achieving success in a foreign country. They are learning that culture is multidimensional, with cultural traits like food and eating habits, dress and appearance, communications, and religion. The success of international companies is predicated not only on their understanding of these cultural traits, but more importantly, their willingness to adapt their products to accommodate these differences. Take, for example, the cultural challenges faced by the McDonald Company in entering India. Most of the country's 1.2 billion people practice the Hinduism religion, which prohibits the eating of beef since the cow is considered sacred. Many Indians are also vegetarians. McDonald's met the needs of the Indian people by replacing the McDonald hamburger with a lamb burger and adding vegetarian side dishes. Today's international company has a culturally diverse workforce. Diversity training must be an integral part of the company's management program. Several ways to bring cultural awareness to the workplace is through monthly cultural themes, cultural diversity guest speakers, and ethnic cuisine in cafeterias. Globalization has made the world smaller in a business sense, but also more challenging in a cultural sense. International companies must recognize their cultural challenge if they want to be successful in the 21st century.
That was American International College's Gary Lefort. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.